Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Schar, talking. Just a word of caution as the snow falls today. It's expected to only get heavier and right through tomorrow morning, and this is a dangerous storm. It's hitting the heart of the listening area in eastern New York and western New England. Now 8 to 15 inches. Some spots could get 20 inches of snow, Alan.
Yes, that's quite a prediction, David, and we have to take it extremely seriously. I think a lot of people will go to work in the morning because it's supposed to be light, and even that is dangerous, and then come home as soon as they can because it's going to get going. And once it does, things are going to be really, really tough.
Be careful out there. Well, let's start this morning with the economic advisor to President Donald Trump, Gary Cohen, plans to resign, the latest of many high-profile departures from the administration.
Well, the cable channels have a thing where they put up everybody who's resigned. They hardly have enough room. And if your eyes are not good enough, it's very hard to read who they all are. But it is unbelievable that this guy just keeps forcing out everybody. And the question then becomes, who wants to work there? We're talking about a year in office, a little more than a year in office. And there has been absolute chaos in the White House. And obviously, this guy enjoys chaos and he enjoys bringing things to the line. Just take, David, the North Korean situation in which he has provoked and prodded and bragged, and now the North Koreans are saying, okay, we're open to negotiations, and the president is still blaming everybody who came before. In the meantime, he's got carrier groups and other things hovering around, in this case in Vietnam, not far from Korea. And he is not unwilling to bring us closer to what only could be described as confrontation, leading to the question of how crazy Kim Jong-un is, whether or not he's prepared to go the distance and to endanger not only his own country, but ours. So if it works, Trump is going to get a lot of credit. If it doesn't, it could be a disaster of the worst kind.
Something you predicted could happen in New York City, the federal corruption trial of former top aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, Joe Percoco. The jury is deadlocked. The judge in the case is giving jurors today off for a snow day, but telling them they have to come back on Thursday to keep deliberating.
Well, I think the die was sort of cast as the credibility of the government's chief witness, Todd Howe, unraveled as he was arrested during the trial itself. If I'm sitting on that jury and I don't really know all the particulars, I'm very inclined, I suspect, at least one or two are very inclined to say, we don't believe this guy, he's a well-known liar, it's been established he's a liar, and we're not going to go for it. And apparently, that's what's happening. I think that the government needed more than they had, even if you're an outside observer, because we're not in that courtroom and we don't hear everything. You have to say, this is not really well put together. But the one thing that is clear, and has been pointed out by Blair Horner and everybody else, that the state of New York politics stinks, and that it is for sale, and it may not be illegal, but it is for sale, and we certainly see the stench of that coming out of this trial.
Alan, the Justice Department has sued California over immigration laws, three state laws there, they say, make it impossible for federal immigration officials to deport criminals born outside the U.S.
Well, you know, this country has something called dual sovereignty. We are sovereign as the federal government and the state government, and quite frequently they come up against each other. It's up to the Supreme Court to decide. In the old days, the Republicans were talking states' rights an awful lot. And now it is the Republicans and Trump who are saying, you know, our brand of sovereignty, we're in charge. You can't create safe havens for immigrants. That's our job. Sooner or later, it gets to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court is 5-4. It rules for the president.
Speaking of the president or the presidency, you asked many times former Democratic Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick when he was governor about aspirations for higher office. He now says, from the AP, Alan, a run for the White House in 2020 is on his, quote, radar screen. He adds he's far from making any final decision.
Well, I would love to see it. I think he's an extraordinary man. I've known him over the years, and he's an honest person. He's a symbol of inclusion. He is a very close friend of Barack Obama. He speaks in the Obama style of making sense. And if he runs, a lot of Americans come out to vote for him. I certainly am heartened by the idea that what I've been saying all along, which is that he would be an ideal candidate, turns out to be something he is not rejecting out of hand.